House of Lean Pillars, Justin Time and Jidoka. The two pillars of the House of Lean are Justin Time and Jidoka. House of Lean Pillar 1. Justin Time. The first pillar of the House of Lean is Justin Time, JIT, manufacturing, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a philosophy of manufacturing based on planned elimination of all waste and on continuous improvement of productivity. The primary elements of JIT manufacturing are to have only the required inventory when needed, to improve quality to zero defects, to reduce lead times by reducing setup times, queue lengths, and lot sizes, to incrementally revise the operations themselves, and to accomplish these activities at minimum cost. In the broad sense, it applies to all forms of manufacturing, job shop, process, and repetitive, and to many service industries as well. SINs. Short cycle manufacturing, stockless production, zero inventories. Lean started out as JIT and then grew to encompass a larger, more comprehensive system. Some organizations use only JIT, but Lean proponents encourage full adoption of the entire philosophy. The main concept is to order just what is needed and to work with a core set of trusted suppliers to have these smaller lots delivered reliably and in perfect quality. For manufacturing, JIT encompasses pull systems instead of push systems, plus two other important manufacturing concepts that keep work in process inventory low and ensure short lead times: takt time and one-piece flow with Kanban. Takt time. In Lean, takt time synchronizes production with the rate of customer demand. While conventional manufacturing planning and control also sets a pace for production, usually this is the rate at which a bottleneck work center can produce units. Takt time can be extended to the entire supply chain. This is called Hijunka. One-piece flow and Kanban. One-piece flow, also called one-at-a-time flow, is a philosophy that the optimum batch size for a component or product is one unit. Since this is counterintuitive for organizations that work with larger batches to generate economies of scale, this method requires removing the constraints that keep small or individual unit batches from being economical. A critical change is to develop process flexibility, which includes flexible equipment and flexible people. Terms related to this flexibility include quick changeover and operator flexibility, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as quick changeover, the ability to shorten machine setups between different machine operation requirements to increase process flexibility. The first priority is reducing external setup time, and the second is internal setup issues. Quick changeover reduces economic order quantity, EOQ, queue and manufacturing lead times, and work in process, WIP, inventory. It also improves quality, process, and material flows. Operator flexibility. Training machine workers to perform tasks outside their immediate jobs and in problem-solving techniques to improve process flexibility. This is a necessary process in developing a fully cross-trained workforce. When it comes to process flexibility, equipment selection in Lean favors having several smaller machines rather than one big one, because they can be used simultaneously in different processes. Another process flexibility is developing equipment and processes that enable quick changeovers, in other words, in minutes rather than in hours. An immediate benefit provided by quick changeovers is a reduction in lead time. Reducing lead time using Lean or using conventional systems can provide other benefits. There will be a direct and immediate reduction in product cost, because setup time is a direct cost. It can eventually reduce lot sizes, and thus order quantities, because setup time will not be as large a component in the trade-off analysis between the cost of setups and other costs. Reducing lot sizes will also eventually improve quality, because defects will have less chance to be replicated across as many units. By reducing lot sizes, work in process, WIP, inventory and queues, orders awaiting production at a work center will be reduced, because the total amount of inventory in process or waiting to be run at individual work centers is partly a factor of the order size. When less inventory is held between work centers, it will be easier to establish cellular layouts, because the work centers can be physically nearer to each other. Switching to a cellular layout means that equipment is dedicated to a given product line, and so will not have a backlog of WIP inventory waiting as multiple lines feed to it. The equipment will be available to be changed over to the tools and dies needed for the next order. The work centers are also arranged to be close to one another in cellular layouts, so there is little movement delay. Worker flexibility involves worker attitudes and training. Workers need to be willing to do any job that needs doing. Cross-training workers in multiple skills gives them the ability to get the job done. The result will be the ability to quickly change product 1009 or volume to meet changes in demand. One piece flow with cellular layouts and fast changeovers enables one of the objectives of Lean. Keep labor, equipment, materials, and inventory continually in motion with no waste or unnecessary movement. This is called continuous flow production, not to be confused with the continuous manufacturing process type used for processing liquids and the like, meaning that the demand signal starts at the end of the process and progresses back from process to process as each prior step comes into demand. This keeps the whole cell productive yet with little WIP inventory and thus short lead times. How is this actually done on the shop floor? Lean uses a Kanban system of signals, as is revisited in Exhibit 9-36. Exhibit 9-36. Pull system with Kanban. House of Lean Pillar 2. Jidoka. Jidoka is all about empowering shop floor workers to take ownership of the quality of their processes and to help the organization to improve. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Jidoka as the Japanese term for the practice of stopping the production line when a defect occurs. While the better-known JIT pillar is about short lead times, low inventory, and producing what is demanded, Jidoka is about not making junk. Workers are not only authorized and able to stop the production line, they are encouraged to do so at the first sign of trouble, receiving or making a bad part. The idea is to correct the first instance of a defect by fixing the root cause of that defect, for example, equipment in need of maintenance or calibration, rather than turning out defective part after defective part. The first few days of a new process may not turn out many units, as processes are improved to include mistake proofing, which might mean making it harder to miss a key step or do a process the wrong way or ensuring that a part can be installed only one way and not backward. Jidoka also separates operator activities from equipment activities, meaning that some things are best corrected using automation and others are best corrected using training or training aids. If a sensor can be used to detect whether a part is correctly aligned, this allows the operator to focus on other things that sensors cannot detect. The line stoppage thus becomes automated, which is generally preferred over manual stoppage, as it is more likely to occur sooner.